Concept. I'm joined today by David, and my name is Susan. Like most of the world, it is safe to say that as far as the job market goes, new graduates are walking into the world with a smaller employer base than they were a few years ago.
That's right. In fact, this contraction in the employer base has led to what some have dubbed the boomerang effect. Newly graduated 20-something-year-olds that are having no prospects when they leave college and reluctantly moving back home.
And everyone is searching for a solution. China, the United States, Japan, England, you name it. With the continual aging population, what options are left? An increasing gap between new workers and experienced workers keeps employers looking for new ways to bring experienced job seekers into the workforce, but cannot.
Good point, Susan. For those interested in this topic, especially cultural and healthcare economics, with a new perspective on creating a more efficient economy while creating more jobs and more quality services and products, then welcome to the QE Foundation.
For those of you who are not familiar with the QE Foundation, I would like to briefly outline its history and purpose. The QE Foundation was started almost 10 years ago by Mr. George Ritchie as a nonprofit education and research private operating foundation after he retired from government services and private businesses involved in the healthcare industry. His major interest focused on quality healthcare services and the efficient or cost-effective delivery of these services. With those interests, he developed what is now known as the QE concepts of economics and work productivity. These concepts are not only applicable to the delivery of optimal 24/7 healthcare services, but to numerous other 7-day-a-week workplaces, especially those concerned with providing optimal quality while simultaneously providing optimal efficiency in services and products. In other words, providing optimal quality and efficiency without sacrificing one for the other.
The definitions of quality and efficiency were combined into the acronym QE, whereby quality was simply defined as the degree of performance satisfaction, both objectively and subjectively, to services and products to meet the needs of consumers, and efficiency as the degree of delivering that satisfaction using the least amount of resources, such as time, money, and effort. Combining the definitions of quality and efficiency, QE is defined as the degree, or balance, of performance satisfaction using the least amount of resources. The key working models and methodologies of the QE concepts are the QE principle and the QE staffing and scheduling methods. The origins of the concepts started with the QE principle as an economic model and a measurement to determine the best ways of balancing quality and efficiency in any business, organization, or even in one's personal life. The QE principle eventually led to the QE staffing and scheduling methods that provide new paradigms for hiring, grouping, training, staffing, and scheduling employees in such a manner that creates optimal quality and efficiency in the workplace.
The QE concepts are interesting and unique because its simplicity often makes people question their effectiveness at first glance. Through education, research, and continued social outreach programs, the QE Foundation hopes to enlighten others regarding how the QE concepts can assist in solving many economic issues about quality and efficiency.
Presently, the QE Foundation is embarking on a global initiative, especially in the United States, China, and Latin America, to sponsor and support education and research initiatives that introduce and promote the QE concepts to various businesses and organizations. This initiative includes providing fellowship grants to university graduate students to fund and support their efforts to include the QE concepts in their fields of study that involve cultural and healthcare economics. Those fields beyond the healthcare industry include, but are not limited to, manufacturing, transportation, agriculture, energy, residential and commercial development, hospitality, hotels and restaurants, insurance, retail, police departments, correctional facilities, military bases, and general government services.
The students who receive these fellowship grants to promote the QE concepts may do research on their own or through various internships in their fields of endeavor. Students around the world who have a strong interest in the QE concepts are encouraged to apply for these grants. And businesses or organizations are encouraged to participate either by partially sponsoring their research or at least opening their doors to them to allow them to pursue their education and research activities. The major objective of the grantees will be to explore widespread academic and business-related opportunities and the potential trial research projects to prove the efficacy of the QE concepts as a solution to many cultural and healthcare problems. Concepts provide solutions to unemployment problems with a unique framework of staffing and scheduling employees in such a manner as to create more and better quality jobs, more and better quality services and products, while doing so in a better and more profitable, cost-effective manner that will lead to a better and more efficient economy.
The QE concepts also provide solutions to many of the global aging population problems, with models and methodologies to enable older and physically limited persons to stay more active and productive in their retirement lifestyles, while also maintaining an active role in the workplace and job market. These solutions will also help reduce healthcare and old age pension costs that have a major economic impact, especially for an aging society. Most importantly, these solutions will enable people to live a longer and more meaningful economic and leisurely life. If the information in this podcast is of interest to you, we welcome you to contact the QE Foundation to learn more about the QE concepts and hopefully participate in our efforts to provide more education and research programs on